Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. In lesson 4, we're going to be talking a little more about where we come from. We'll be learning the phrase je viens de, I come from, and also j'habite à, I live in. So I could say, for example, je viens de Glasgow, mais j'habite à Pornic. I come from Glasgow, but I live here in Pornic. Et voilà. I hope you enjoy today's lesson. So in last week's lesson, we talked about saying where we come from. We learned to say I am and then add your nationality. And we covered a few nationalities last week, including Scottish, English, American and so on. Can you remember how to say I am? Anna.
Je suis.
Je suis. Très bien. Je suis. And if we were talking about, for example, you're Scottish, as you all know, I am Scottish. Anna, what would you say for I am Scottish?
Je suis écossaise.
Très bien, très bien. Je suis écossaise. Écossaise being the feminine form of that adjective. I would say je suis écossais or je suis écossais. So in French, most adjectives have a feminine and a masculine version. Now, last week we learned a few more nationalities. Let's try remembering these just now. I'll say the masculine version, and Anna, if you can try to remember the feminine version of these. First of all, we had the word for English. The masculine form is anglais. Anna, what's the feminine form?
Anglaise.
Anglaise. Très bien. So, anglais.
Anglaise.
And then we had the word for American. And the masculine version is Américain. Anna, can you remember the feminine version?
Think so. Américaine.
Très bien. Américaine. Américaine for females. And we also had something that sounds quite similar, and that was Canadian, the masculine version being Canadien, the feminine version
Canadienne.
Canadienne, très bien. Now, today we're going to add to this. We're going to talk about where we come from. It's one thing being able to say your nationality, but it's also important to be able to say, for example, which town you come from. Last week, we learned the phrase d'où viens-tu? D'où viens-tu?
D'où viens-tu?
Anna, what did d'où viens-tu mean?
Where do you come from?
Exactly. D'où, literally, de où, from where, viens, come, tu, you. From where, come, you. Where do you come from? D'où viens-tu? Now, in answer to that question, last week we learned to say I am Scottish, which in a way answers the question, but perhaps we want to give more information. For example, I could say je suis écossais, Je viens de Glasgow. Je viens de. This means I come from. Je viens de Glasgow. Anna, can you repeat that, please? Je viens de Glasgow.
Je viens de Glasgow.
Très bien. Je viens.
Je viens.
Now, if someone asked you the question then, d'où viens-tu? How would you answer that question? You could say, je viens de, and add the town or city where you come from. Now, sometimes towns and cities all around the world have French versions. For example, if we take London, in French you say Londres.
Londres.
Londres. So how would you say, I come from London?
Je viens de Londres.
Je viens de Londres. Je viens de Londres.
Je viens de Londres.
Okay. Likewise, in Scotland, the city of Edinburgh has a French version. It's Édimbourg.
Édimbourg.
So, I come from Edinburgh would be?
Je viens d'Édimbourg.
That's quite an interesting one because it's je viens d'Édimbourg. What happens is that you drop the E of de and you run it into the next word with an apostrophe. So it's je viens d'Édimbourg. And if you could see what I'm doing here, I'm doing a little apostrophe with my finger as I'm saying this. Je viens d'Édimbourg. So it's de apostrophe, Édimbourg. Je viens d'Édimbourg.
Je viens d'Édimbourg.
Now, sometimes other towns and cities don't have versions in French. In that case, I would suggest that you try to say them in a French accent. For example, it sounds much better to say je viens de Glasgow than je viens de Glasgow. And while we're on this topic, we've had a few emails asking how to translate particular names into French. I would always suggest that you stick with your own name unless you're particularly keen to translate it into the French version. So, for example, if your name is Catherine, then you can say je m'appelle Catherine, as opposed to je m'appelle Catherine or something like that. To give you a personal example, I have a friend Pierre, and I would much prefer to call Pierre Pierre than change his name to Peter, because it's a different name, albeit the translation of Pierre. So far we've looked at je viens de, plus the town. If I said to you, Anna, d'où viens-tu? How would you answer that?
Je viens de Glasgow.
Tu viens de Glasgow. I could equally ask you, tu viens de Londres? And if you wanted to answer, no, I don't come from London, listen to how you would say this. You would begin by using the word no, which as we know already is non.
Non.
And remember that's a nice nasal sound. Non.
Non.
So you want to go on and say, I don't come from London. You would say therefore, je ne viens pas de Londres. Now listen to this again. Je ne viens pas de Londres. I'd like you to compare I come from London with I don't come from London and see if you can work out what the difference is. So, the positive, I come from London. Je viens de Londres. And the negative, I don't come from London. Je ne viens pas de Londres. If it helps, count the number of words here. Okay, so the positive, je viens de Londres. And the negative, je ne viens pas de Londres. So Anna, what's the difference?
There's two more words in the negative.
That's right, two more words in the negative. Did you get what the words are?
Ne and pas.
Ne pas. And ne pas goes around the verb. In this case, the verb is vient. Je ne viens pas. Je ne viens pas de Londres.
Je ne viens pas de Londres.
So, if I ask you, are you from London? Tu viens de Londres?
Je ne viens pas de Londres.
So, how would you say, I don't come from London, I come from Glasgow?
Je ne viens pas de Londres, je viens de Glasgow.
Très bien, excellent. So, ne pas goes round the verb.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
While we're talking about towns and where we come from, it's perhaps worth learning how to say I live in. So I live in French. It's like saying I inhabit Glasgow or London or wherever. The word is habite. Habite.
Habite.
And that's your verb here. To make it I live, you say j'habite.
J'habite.
Now you'll have noticed that the same thing happens with this as happened with Édimbourg when we joined it to de. So d'Édimbourg, de plus Édimbourg gave us d'Édimbourg, and je plus habite gives us j'habite. J'habite.
J'habite.
So I would say, j'habite à Glasgow. À is the word for in. J'habite à Glasgow.
J'habite à Glasgow.
Now, last week we learned the phrase, d'où viens-tu? Meaning, where do you come from? Which part of that phrase means where? Où, exactly. D'où viens-tu? Literally, from where come you? From where are you? D'où viens-tu? So, où is going to be used again in the phrase, where do you live? And in this case, it's où habites-tu?
Où habites-tu?
Où habites-tu?
Où habites-tu?
And that's the informal version of the question. Où habites-tu? The kind of phrase that you would say to perhaps somebody younger than you or indeed to a friend. Où habites-tu?
Où habites-tu?
The formal version would be Où habitez-vous?
Où habitez-vous?
Où habitez-vous?
Où habitez-vous?
Très bien. Okay, so if I ask you, Anna, où habites-tu? How would you answer that?
J'habite à Glasgow.
Où habites-tu?
J'habite à Glasgow.
And if we were being very formal with one another and I asked you, où habitez-vous?
J'habite à Glasgow.
Toujours. You still live in Glasgow, yeah. So, où habites-tu? Where do you live? Informal. Où habitez-vous? Where do you live? In the formal version. Now, it's sometimes the case that you may be from somewhere, but now you live somewhere else. And we're going to learn how to say that now. I come from Glasgow. Je viens de Glasgow. But, and to say but in French, you say mais.
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 So I come from Glasgow, but I live in London. Je viens de Glasgow, mais j'habite à Londres.
Je viens de Glasgow, mais j'habite à Londres.
J'habite à Londres.
J'habite à Londres.
Je viens de Glasgow, mais j'habite à Londres.
Je viens de Glasgow, mais j'habite à Londres.
And one other word that we're going to add in there, and that's the word for now. Now in French is maintenant.
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 Très bien. So let's add that in. Je viens de Glasgow, mais maintenant j'habite à Londres.
Je viens de Glasgow, mais maintenant j'habite à Londres.
Très bien, excellent. So let's try this again. How would you say, I come from Edinburgh, but now I live in Stirling? Anna, how would you say that?
Je viens d'Edimbourg, mais maintenant j'habite à Stirling.
À Stirling.
Aye.
À Stirling.
À Stirling.
Très bien. Okay, what about I come from Paris, but now I live in Marseille.
Je viens de Paris, mais maintenant j'habite à Marseille.
Très bien, excellent. Now, hopefully, our listeners are thinking up ways in which they can express where they come from and where they live. So you might say something like, je viens de Montréal, Montreal, mais maintenant j'habite à Chicago. But now I live in Chicago. Or, je viens de Francfort, I come from Frankfurt, mais maintenant j'habite à Strasbourg. But now I live in Strasbourg. So that's just about it for the new content in this lesson. Just before we finish, let's go through some of the things that we've learned today. We started by talking about I come from. And how do you say I come from?
Je viens de.
Je viens de. And then we said various things like Glasgow. Je viens de Glasgow. Je viens de Londres. Je viens d'Edimbourg. And we also learned how to say, I don't come from Glasgow, for example. I don't come from. So putting it into the negative, what does that give you?
Je ne viens pas.
Je ne viens pas de Londres, and so on. We also learned how to say, I live. I live in Stirling, for example.
J'habite à Stirling.
Très bien. J'habite à Stirling. Okay, and to say I don't live in Stirling, you would say?
Je n'habite pas à Stirling.
Okay, très bien. And then the question, where do you live?
Où habites-tu?
Où habites-tu? Okay, and where do you live in the formal version?
Où habitez-vous?
Où habitez-vous? And then the last thing that we covered was, I come from one place, but now I live in another. So, je viens de Toulouse, mais maintenant j'habite à Nice.
Je viens de Toulouse, mais maintenant j'habite à Nice.
Très bien, excellent.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel, or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.